And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 3rd of March, 2025. March 3rd is World Wildlife Day. Our current geological era has been declared the Anthropocene because humans are causing the 6th mass extinction of life to occur in the Earth's 4 billion year history. About half the Earth's animals are thought to have been lost in the last 50 years. The world's 7.6 billion people represent just 0.01% of all living things. Yet humanity has caused the loss of 83% of all wild mammals and half of all plants, while livestock kept by humans abound. Today, 60% of all mammals on Earth are livestock, mostly cattle and pigs. 36% of all mammals are human, and just 4% are wild mammals. Farmed poultry today make up 70% of all birds on this planet, with just 30% of birds being wild. Nowadays, the total biomass of wild mammals on land is believed to be 7 times lower than its prehistoric values, while the biomass of marine mammals has declined 5-fold. By reducing the constant breeding of farmed animals, wildlife would have the chance to survive and thrive on this planet. By living vegan, we reduce the demand for farmed animals' bodies and secretions, which is the most impactful thing we can do to give wildlife a fighting chance. For a current list of endangered animals, go to worldwildlife.org or wildanimalhealthfund.org. The publication of The Politics of Animal Experimentation by Dan Lyons was on this day in 2014. The reality of animal experimentation and its regulation in Britain have been hidden behind a curtain of secrecy since its emergence as a political controversy in the 1870s. Public debate and political science alike have been severely hampered by a profound lack of reliable information about the practice. In this remarkable study, Dan Lyons advances and applies policy network analysis to investigate the evolution of British animal research policymaking. The publication of Christianity and the Rights of Animals by Andrew Lindsay was on this day in 2016. Christian concern about how we treat animals has increased strikingly in recent years. More and more Christians are deciding that our attitudes toward animals must change. Here is a book that presents for the first time a comprehensive and well-argued theological case for the rights of animals and offers a challenging critique of our existing insensitivity toward animal life. Everyone who cares about the rights of animals, particularly clergy and ministers who are constantly being asked for answers on this issue, will welcome this new and important book. The publication of Voices for Animal Liberation, Inspirational Accounts by Animal Rights Activists by Brittany Michelson was on this day in 2020. In today's world, voices of the marginalized are in the spotlight, and people across the globe are recognizing animal rights as a social justice movement. During a time of historic actions and victorious campaigns, Voices for Animal Liberation depicts the full spectrum of animal rights activism that is currently at work to create change. This book offers the words of both new and highly influential voices in the movement today, with the intention of inspiring and educating those who are sparked by the vision of a more ethical world, including a foreword by Ingrid Newkirk, founder and president of PETA, and arguably one of the most prolific figures in the animal rights movement. There are nearly 30 other activist contributors highlighted in this book. Connect with activists from different backgrounds as they reveal their perspectives on animal rights, their experiences taking action for animals, the challenges they've faced, and the meaning of activism in their lives. And here is a prayer by the 14th century Sufi mystic Yunus Emre. I wish to call you in the mountains amidst the rocks, with the birds in the cities, with the fish in the depth of the seas, with the gazelles in the plains, with the doves which sing, in the songs of nightingales, and through the voices of those who love you and call you, I want to call you God. a prayer by Eunice Emre. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with a reminder to be vegan for wildlife.